This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandu, and it's Tech Thursday today. Victor Yap from PC Mag is in the studio with me.
Hello.
Victor, this time around, it seems like we're talking hardware and it's all gaming hardware. It's Nvidia stuff. It's big news.
Yeah, it's just Nvidia stuff.
It's just Nvidia stuff. Yeah. There's a few other non-Nvidia stuff towards the end of the show.
Correct.
But we have to talk about the Nvidia's GeForce GTX 10.
Yeah.
That's the big release. It now has mobile variants.
Correct.
Tell me about this, because this is, you're saying here, it's overpowered.
Yeah, because it's a 2-4 announcement.
Mm.
When they first revealed that the GTX 1080 was coming out, we all knew that there'd be mobile variants on the roadmap.
Mm.
We just didn't know when. And the Nvidia actually took me to Bangkok to cover their event, where they actually told us APAC will be shown first the new mobile GPUs. Yeah, so all we thought, I was thinking, oh wow, we're going to see the GTX 10 M.
M, yeah.
Then they said, no, there's no M. What do you mean there's no M? Mm. Is this called Nvidia GeForce GTX 10?
So this is the same as the desktop variants.
Correct. What happened was they removed the M moniker because the performance is about 95% close to the desktop discrete cards.
95% close to a desktop performance.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they figured, let's just synchronize the whole thing. Let's drop the classifications and go with it. So then I was thinking, okay, this is what I personally call it now, the Nvidia GeForce GTX 10 for notebooks or for laptops, right? Because that's the only way we can identify the series individually.
Mm.
And from what I've seen, it's pretty impressive because when they say 95%, they really mean it.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. So like, there's the GTX 1080.
Yeah.
And then there's the
1070,
GTX 1070 and the 1060.
Correct.
And all of them got no M, so it's all streamlined.
Correct.
So
same name as the desktop compatriots.
Right.
And the interesting thing is that the performance in terms of your the teraflops, the RAM they use, only the 1080 notebook variant has a DDR5X RAM.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. The other two, the 1060, 1070 mobile variants are running on the DDR5 standard RAM.
All right. And they're using the Pascal graphics architecture.
Correct.
Right?
That's why the Nvidia thought it's a good idea to just go with the normal naming convention, because both the desktop version and the notebook version are carrying the Pascal architecture. And interestingly, I was thinking, okay, sure, maybe they remove certain things to make sure that you fit the notebook.
Mm.
No, everything is in there, including the overclocking system as well. So notebooks that come with GTX 10 now, right, can be overclocked.
Wow.
With a button or with just turning on the software, and then you can fire up the overclocking system immediately.
Wow. And how did they shrink it into a size of a laptop? That's amazing.
Yeah. And some more, the interesting thing is that when they told us that this is coming out, presuming that notebooks would be big because of these cards, right? But then they showed us the Razer Blade I told you about last month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the Razer Blade came out and had that kind of like, it's
wow.
so thin. What's going on, right?
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting this, to see that the Nvidia has really stepped up its game, and they have made sure that everything is in place for their mobile variants. And because the Razer was just an example, they had demo units available: MSI, ASUS, EVGA, Clevo, the local custom name is Eligear. And when I saw it with the rest of the media, right, we were like running benchmarks, and frame rates were going off the charts because
So let's talk about the stats then. Like,
yeah.
How much of this is 95% of it, right? They said so. Like, what numbers are we talking about here?
Because like let's just be clear here first. The screens come with Nvidia G-Sync. That means notebooks are already equipped with this G-Sync capable performance, and also 120Hz refresh rate. So the screen's running at like 131 frames per second, 170 frames per second, and I've seen the one notebook at 4K that churned out the rate here is 14,000 plus on the Firestrike Ultra. So like, this is insane. And this is just stock. They're not overclocked yet even.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And compare it to like a normal everyday a laptop today. What kind of frame rate would you pull out from a standard laptop?
Let's say like the Surface Pros that we're using now. Like you're using as well, right?
We're both using it now.
Yeah. These are average about 30 to 45 frames per second, right? So you can imagine the difference is like three times the jump in terms of performance of frame rates.
Yeah.
And this is also, mind you, on ultra settings.
And what about the battery life then of like this device? Like, because, you know, they would normally eat a lot of power. But this time around, it's improved.
Yeah, good point. Because when I say 95%, I did mention that they carry everything over from the desktop version, right? So power efficiencies have went up as well.
Ah.
And batteries have increased. Battery life has increased by maybe 40%.
Wow.
Yeah. And thanks with the with the NVIDIA Battery Boost app as well, battery life has actually shot up significantly.
Mm.
Of course, we did try the notebooks without the power cord. We untethered it from the power cord, and we saw a significant reduction in performance. Significant in the sense that it's not like 60-80%. It's like maybe 20%, but that alone is a huge drop from when it's tethered together to a power socket, right?
Yeah.
But again, even when it's not powered to the wall, it's still pretty impressive.
Yeah. It's still pretty impressive even, if it's not powered to the wall and you can still pull in that kind of performance figures, it's still amazing.
Yeah, that's right.
All this just means that it's you know, VR is here in that sense, right?
Correct. Because all this, when NVIDIA announced the GTX GeForce GTX 10, they said already that these cards are VR ready.
Yeah.
So obviously the notebooks that come with these new NVIDIA cards are also VR ready.
Mm.
And we've tried it. We've actually used the HTC Vive there.
Right. So there are some games for the NVIDIA VR Works that comes with this.
Yeah, actually, NVIDIA has its own demo set. It's called the NVIDIA Funfair.
Ah.
So you can play all those funfair games like shooting the clown or bursting balloons and shooting bow and arrow, right?
Mm.
That's a demo and it's available for machines that are VR capable. And if you have the headset, by all means, you can try it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
Yes.
Wow.
It's good. It's very, very, very good. I mean, the experience on the Vive is exceptional.
Yeah.
It's very real. Mm. I tried another one with a roller coaster as well at Computex.
Mm.
This is not an NVIDIA, but they're using the same system.
Mm-hmm.
And I got dizzy riding it. But it was really cool. It was really fun.
Now, so what about, like, you know, is this then like the ultimate kind of netbooks for gamers? And it's like for every gamer. Do they have like ranges for every gamer? Because now they launched three, right? The 1060, 1070, 1080.
Yeah, that's right.
It kind of fits every single gamer profile here.
Correct,
moment,
it does.
Right?
Because the 1080 is for the extreme gamers who have the money to spare.
Yeah, because the laptops are not cheap.
Yeah, they're not. Easily 10K and above in ringgits, right?
Wow.
So like for people like us
who
can only afford a 4K, 5K laptop or even less, right?
Yeah, even less,
The 1070 and the 1060 is more than adequate.
Ah.
The same performance as the 1080, maybe minus couple of notches away, but still good enough.
Yeah.
Way better than your current notebook you have.
Of course, way better than whatever that you're using at the moment.
Correct.
Anyways,
correct.
We will talk more hardware news in just a moment. I'm with Victor Yap from PC Mag. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and more. BFM 89.9.
And you're still with me, Jeff Sandhu, and this is Tech Talk, and with me is Victor Yap from PC Mag. And early on, we were talking about the NVIDIA GeForce GTX 10.
That's right.
The three variants that they launched for the notebooks, but there's no M at the end
of their... Yeah, they removed the suffix for it. That's
exactly.
Right.
So everything's now streamlined in that sense. And then 2 hours after that, MSI introduced their gaming netbooks, notebooks with this NVIDIA GeForce GTX 10.
Yeah, it's unprecedented. Usually when NVIDIA does something like this, you wait for maybe a week or two before any of the vendors launch their notebooks.
Wow.
Yeah. So MSI actually did this ace in the hole move where they actually announced their refresh notebooks, the entire line from the GT80s to the GT60s. And the GS60s, everything had been updated with the new NVIDIA GeForce GTX 10 cards. Interestingly enough, KL had a launch 2 hours after NVIDIA made the announcement. Simultaneously, Taiwan had the same launch.
Oh.
So KL and Taiwan shared the same launch platform at different regions.
Wow.
And the same messaging, same global outlook. So you got things like the highest end, the GT Dominator, 83 VR Dominator.
Wow.
Right? That is two cards. Two cards inside the machine. Yeah.
It's two graphic cards into one machine.
Yes, yes.
It's
and
a notebook.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is the price tag is equally as impressive.
Ah, yeah. There we go. Yeah, what is the price though?
It's like in the 10 to 12,000 ringgit is crazy. Yeah.
I see here the GT73 VR Titan.
That's the second in line.
Ah,
yeah.
So yeah. Those prices are insane.
Correct. Yeah. So then on top of that, because they want to show that they are in line with Nvidia, they also reviewed the GTX 1070 and 1060 notebooks as well.
Wow.
So those are actually within our budget. You know?
Yeah.
Like in the 6,000, in the 5,000 range.
I'm just looking at this here. Like if you ever want to have like the dream notebook or a laptop, the GT83 VR Titan.
Yeah.
20,000 ringgit.
That's right.
20,000 ringgit.
That's a deposit for a car already, right? Yeah.
That is insane. Like, does it come with like four graphic cards or something?
Two in SRI and enough horsepower to actually outperform a single 1080 on a desktop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive though.
Yeah.
What else did they launch that really like sort of, you know, I'm looking at the designs here and it's not much changed though.
No. It's still the same bulky machines except for one, the GS 40 and the 42. That one carries all over from the previous model, the Shadow, the MSI Shadow. So you have the Ultrabook frame, but still you have a 1060 built into the machine.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Right. Now, there's also an MSI Dragon Cup and a Fans Gathering Day that they will be displaying all this.
It happened the same week the event took place, but there's a similar roadshow taking place all over in the country.
Right,
So cities like Johor, Malacca, Penang will see same roadshow, same fan gathering events, and those that are keen to find out can go to the MSI Malaysia Facebook page to look at the dates.
All right, now for slightly better looking hardware, probably is the Acer.
That's right.
They launched their Predator G1 in the 17.
X. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks nice though.
Now, these two came out this week, actually yesterday in fact, and they carry the NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1080 cards as well.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing is these two machines are not your pushover sorts.
Mm.
The desktop and the notebook both carry GTX 1080s.
Oh.
Yeah. There's no 1070 variant, no 1060 variant. This is solid.
So this is a serious gaming machine then.
Correct. Okay. And if you go to my website, you see the Acer story.
Mm-hmm.
The picture of the G1 is a very slim looking thing, thinner than a shoebox.
Yeah.
So can you imagine how do they squeeze a full desktop card into the thing?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Just imagine your current desktop that you have in your office at the moment and split it into a quarter.
Yeah.
And then that's what you get.
Correct.
It looks like that.
And the performance is 10 times whatever you have on your table right now.
It's a standing pizza box. That's what it looks like.
But it's a nice one though.
It's a very, you know, it's a Predator. It looks like, you know, one of those Alien vs. Predator movie.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
That's how it looks like. It's a pizza box that looks like it's been eaten up by a Predator.
But it's impressive stuff. And and just like you mentioned Predator in a good way, the reference is good because the G1 and the 17X actually are designed to have that fierceness because they're out to actually capture the market space.
Right.
Yeah.
I see there's a luggage as well, which is part of their accessory. It's called the Predator suitcase.
Yeah, that suitcase comes with the G1. So if you need to carry your gaming desktop with the mechanical keyboard and the mouse along with you.
Wow, you must be some serious gamer to travel.
Yeah. but that's how light it is, you see.
You can actually travel.
Because that suitcase is not huge. It's actually cabin size.
So you can actually check
put it in
the
plane.
Wow.
Yeah, you can put
your
it in the plane.
Your whole gaming machine into your cabin luggage.
Correct.
You know, why would you want to go on a holiday anyways?
No, it's for those esports guys, right?
Yeah, definitely. Because obviously the prices is out of beyond, you know, me and you.
Yeah, it's again, the pricing is between 10K to 13K.
10 to 13,000 ringgit. If you have 10 and 13,000 ringgit to spend on a gaming machine, then you know where to look at. Now let's talk about autonomous vehicles, taxis.
Mm.
And it's actually reaching sort of very soon, but not in Malaysia.
No.
Nearby Malaysia.
Yeah.
A place that we can actually go in down and visit
about
quite often.
About 45 minutes by flight.
45 minutes, Singapore. So Delphi testing they're going to be, they're selected to run their, well, the first batch of autonomous taxis in Singapore to test, right?
Yeah, so, because what happened is Singapore has plans to actually roll out driverless taxis by 2020 or beyond.
Smart Nation
plan. That's right. Mm. So they signed on Delphi to actually develop an autonomous driver driving platform to put in the cars and, you know, just drive around and pick up passengers without having the need to actually engage a taxi driver.
Just let us know what cars they will be using for this.
Based on the stories I got, right, it's actually an Audi.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've engaged six Audis to actually install the Delphi autonomous driving system. Yeah.
And it's the SQ5s as well.
Yeah, you know, correct.
Really nice looking cars.
And the funny thing is, these four-wheel drive vehicles, right, won't be traveling very far.
Yeah.
About 3 to 10 kilometers only. So only one section of Singapore will have that service.
Yeah. So it says they're covering 7 kilometers, the driverless vehicles are meant to help the city workers to transmit from, like, the first mile and the last mile.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that. And I think it's great.
It's more than enough, actually.
Because even for us here, you know, in the future and all, you can't expect all the, you know, your bus stops or LRT stops or MRT stops to be right in front of your doorstep. You
Correct.
Know, you may have to, you know, drive out a little bit, but, you know, to drive out the car to a stop, I might as well just drive all
the way.
Yeah,
that's right, that's
right. But if you have a service that, you know, does this and it's autonomous, like, I would do it every day.
Actually, I cannot imagine how this would affect the taxi industry here. Mm. I mean, the drivers, they're already raging about Uber
with Uber
and Grab.
Yeah. Now it's legal. So, correct. You know, we've no idea. But it's going to come, whether they like it or not. You know, autonomous vehicles, whether it's a taxi or it's a vehicle itself.
It's like the Minority Report,
right?
It
is going to come, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, we haven't talked about Galaxy Note 7. Why is that so, Victor?
Well, it's a Samsung Galaxy Note 7.
Yeah.
Everyone knows about it, right? So there's not much to share. I mean, we're supposed to get it last week.
Yes. Yeah.
Then the launch was postponed to next month. But thankfully, Samsung is still going to show the devices to the people who bought it already.
Ah.
So those who pre-ordered it already got the device.
Nice.
And as far as I know, this evening there's an event happening to show off some of the device, the Note 7 as well.
Ah.
Yeah, so I'll probably go on there.
Have you had the chance to
not
hold
yet.
The phone, just
not
look
yet.
At the phone? No.
Not yet. Tonight.
I've been looking at the reviews and all, and I have to say I can't wait. I might actually, you know, drop by the party to tonight.
Oh.
We'll see how.
But
we'll see
are you willing to splash 3,200 ringgit?
Well, if it's still cheaper than an iPhone 6 Plus, so
that's true.
I would really definitely look at it. If I had 3,000 ringgit to spend on a smartphone.
Mm.
No brainer.
This is
it's either that or the S7 Edge, which is still by far for me like one of the best phones I've had.
Well, then I think you'll be impressed because this is basically the S7 Edge but with a
stylus.
With a stylus. Yeah, that's right.
But I like the size of the S7 Edge, so I'm not sure how the Note 7 with its slightly bigger size. But we'll see.
Yeah,
that's true. Hopefully, the both of us get a review and then we will do.
Yeah, then we can do a comparison, we'll do a show, right? Yeah,
we'll
that's right.
Notes,
that's right.
You know. All right.
The I would also like to add that the Note 7, as far as I know, because I got counterparts in the US, right? They already used it and they're like blown away by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although in the US, well, some of the if you've been, you know, going online and looking out for reviews of the Note 7, one trend that I spotted that's quite familiar is that American telcos put in a lot of bloatware in their device because right now the devices are all locked down to the telcos.
Correct.
A lot of the ratings that are out from these sites in the US, the ratings is slightly affected
because of the bloatware.
The bloatware that telcos put in.
That's right.
You know, but in here in Malaysia, we're going to get like an open device. It's not going to be tied into any telco unless you buy it with a plan. But even here, Malaysian telcos...
It's just one app. Isn't it?
It's just one app. Yeah. You know, it's not like the ones that you get in the US where they kind of completely lock it down.
Correct.
You know, and so hopefully, you know, without the bloatware, the rankings will actually, the ratings would go up.
That's what I'm hoping for. Yeah.
But it's already high enough, you know, compared to... It's like 8.9 or 9 out of 10
well,
kind of thing.
They
so.
Need that. They need that lead against their number one rival.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens come September.
All right, Victor. Yeah. You can find out all the stories from your site, pcmag.com.
Yeah, it's sea.pcmag.com. Yeah,
right.
And just another quick shout out. Yeah, there are two shout outs actually.
All right.
One is that Asus, the direct competitor with MSI and Acer, like I mentioned just now, they're also launching their new gaming notebooks, their own Republic of Gamers notebooks. But interestingly enough, they don't come with 1080s.
Oh.
They come with 1070 and 1060s only.
Oh, the ones that we can afford.
Yes. Then I did call them like earlier and ask, hey, so when are you going to get 1080s?
Yeah.
They said only the GX800, the liquid cooling one. And I told them, isn't that like the 20K notebook? Like, yeah.
I mean, if you want a dream machine, then, you know, that's keep an
one.
Eye out for
yeah, them. Correct. Yeah, correct. Then lastly, of course, if you are a Maxis fan,
yeah.
Maxis was working on a 360 film, and today is the premiere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can catch all 5 films produced by our local producers and directors, like The Ming Ting,
yeah.
Red People, Vidu, and Junat Muhammad Noor.
Mm-hmm.
They are producing these 5 films and they are out now on YouTube.
Alright.
Yeah.
Right. This is a 360 film film fest by Maxis 4.
Correct,
films,
correct. Right? These stories aren't out yet, yeah. But you can read about them on sca.pcmag.com.
Okay, cool. You can even there's also a small like a YouTube trailer that I think you can just check it out.
Correct,
well.
Correct.
Alright, Victor, it's been a pleasure. We will speak again next month.
Yes.
The last Thursday.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
This has been Tech Thursday with Victor Yap from PC Mag. This is Tech Talk BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.